Hi, this is Dave from the Braillist Foundation, and welcome back to Braille for Beginners. I'm joined by Mel, who's going to run us through the six letters that we'll be covering in lesson two.
We will be covering letters E, M, and Y, first of all, and that's on our resources page 4 on our hard copy. Then we'll be covering letters B, H, and O, which is on the next page, page 5 of our resources.
So loads to get through. Anything we need to remember from lesson one?
I think as long as you are happy with A, L, D, and T, those were the letters we learned in lesson one, as long as you can tell the difference between those four letters and you can recognise them, and as long as you're happy writing them as well, because obviously we're going to be writing these new letters as well, then you're happy to move on.
Okay, so we'll start with E, M, and Y. Describe the dots and the shapes. How do they feel?
First of all, letter E. And if you're following the resources, this is our top line of page 4. This is a slanting shape. It's dot 1 and 5. So top left-hand corner of the Braille cell and then the middle dot on the right-hand side. Definite slant, isn't it, Dave?
Reminds me a bit of a slide and the sound that you might make as you're going down that slide.
That's right. So, and you can definitely feel to individual dots there. There are no bars like in the M, for example. We're coming along in a minute, has a definite bar in it. So two definite dots in a slanting motion for the letter E. The next letter, we have the letter M, as I just mentioned, and this has a bar across the top and a dot at the bottom. So that's dots 1, 3, and 4. So 1 and 3 are on the left-hand side of the Braille cell and 4 is at the top right of the Braille cell. Bar at the top and a little dot at the bottom left. The letter Y, this is the third line down on our resources, dots 1, 3, 4, 5, and 6. A very busy shape, this one. Lots of dots in it. In fact, the only dot missing is the middle one on the left-hand side of the Braille cell. So you have a bar across the top, a little bit on the middle right, and a bar across the bottom of the cell. What about a backwards C? Would you describe it as that, Dave? Maybe a print C?
Oh, yeah, possibly.
C?
Yeah, yeah.
How would you think of this shape then?
Oh, yeah, no, it's tricky. So 1, 3, 4, 5, and 6, and as you say, so all the dots apart from dot 2. So you've almost got a full cell with just that gap on the middle left. So E, M, and Y, you've given us the dots and the shapes. How can we practice those?
Right, well, the next line down is a perfect way to practice. Line 4 of the resources, because we have a mixture of E's, M's and Y's. So we know the E was the slant, the M was the bar with the dot, and the Y was the bar at the top, bit in the middle, bar at the bottom, like a little box with a bit missing. So as it happens, at the first part of this line, we have E, then an M, and then a Y, and then another Y, and so on and so forth. So practice that line to make sure you can tell the difference between the E, the M, and the Y before you move on to the next line, because on the next line, they'll be throwing the old ones in, the A, the L, the D, and the T. So those two lines are very important to practice. Underneath this, on our resource page, we learned three new letters on this page, didn't we, Dave? So it stands to reason we're going to have three lines next of words practicing first the letter E. For example, the word ale is the first word on, this is line 5, I think. Let me just check. Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, line 6 even of this page. We start with the letter A, then the line of the letter L and the slant of the letter E, the word ale. So that line practices the new letter E. Underneath that, on the next line down, we start practicing words with the letter M. So the first one on this line, we have the little dot of the A and then the bar with the dot for the letter M. So the first word on that line is am. And there are lots more besides practicing the letter M. Then the next line down, which is the last long line on the page, if you like, practicing the letter Y. So we have the first word, a line, 1, 2, and 3. Oh, that's our L then. Then a little dot on its own for the A. And then our new letter Y. So the first word on that line, lay.
So how about writing these letters, Mel?
Let's think of our fingers, our left and our right hand, if we're on a Perkins grate, or even if we're just sitting with our fingers splayed out on the table. The E, we will have our index finger on our left hand and our middle finger on our right hand. We press those down together for the E. For the M, that was the bar with the dot, we have the index finger on our left hand for dot one, and then our ring finger on our left hand, and our index finger on the right hand. That's dots 1, 3, and 4. Press all those down together for the letter M. And then the Y, dots 1, 3, 4, 5, and 6, index finger on the left hand, ring finger on the left hand, and then all three fingers on the right hand, all pressed down together. Quite hard, that one, because it's tempting to press our middle finger down on our left hand, and we don't need to. So press all those together for the letter Y.
Yeah, and when practicing your writing, you could do a line of the letter, or perhaps put a space in between each letter, or maybe even try and form some words, perhaps copy out some of the words that are in the hard copy resources. So lots of ways to practice those writing skills.
It's a really good way of practicing if you copy the resources, because if you read them back and put them next to the resources, you can see if they match.
Indeed. Let's introduce our second group of three letters.
So we'll move across now to page 5 of our resources. The first one is the letter B. This is dots 1 and 2. So I suppose it could nearly feel like an L, Dave, couldn't it? Because dot 1 is at the top, dot 2 is just underneath it. It's like an L, but it's shorter, definitely shorter than the L. So B is dots 1 and 2. The line across the top of the page has a line of the letter B. And then if we come to the next line down, oh, another corner shape. This is the letter H this time. So we'll talk about the shape of that in a moment. Dots 1, 2, and 5. So that's the top left, and then the one underneath it, and then the middle right-hand dot of the brow cell. So another corner, Dave. And I think you could even say this is a little bit like a print letter H that goes down and to the right, doesn't it? So maybe...
Yeah, lowercase print H. Some people liken it to an armchair that's facing to the right.
So, yes, that's another... I hadn't thought of that, so you've taught me something, which is good. So this corner shape then, because we had the D before, which had the definite gap at the bottom, whereas this one has the gap at the top right, doesn't it? So that's the letter H. Hopefully you've moved across that second line and got the feel for the letter H before we move on to our third new letter, which is the letter O. This is dots 1, 3, and 5. So top dot on the left-hand side and the bottom dot on the left and middle dot on the right-hand side of the braille cell. We have three very definite dots here. There are no bars, just three dots. I think an arrow shape, maybe. Is that a good way to describe it, Dave?
I think so, yeah. A right-pointing arrow gives you that shape.
So arrow for O, then.
Indeed. So how can we practice reading the B, H and O?
Right. So after the new letters are introduced on our page 5, we have first a mixture of B's, H's and O's. So as you go across that line, just as a reminder, we had the little two dots together for the B, then the corner of the H and the arrow shape of the O. As you move across that line, make sure you can tell the difference between those three shapes, because in the next line down, you're going to have A's and L's and D's and T's, E's and M's and Y's. Maybe not all of them, actually, but it will reintroduce the old letters along with the new. As we move down the page, we will have three lines now with words. First of all, practicing the letter B. So, for example, at the beginning of that line, we have the word ball. So we have a B, then the little dot of the A, and then the two L's. So a good way to find out, can we feel the difference between the B and the L? Yes, we can, because the L's a lot longer. So that line practices the letter B. Then the next line, we have a line of words practicing the letter H. So, for example, corner shape at the beginning of the line, there's our letter H, then an A, and then two L's for the word hall. So lots more words to practice there. Finally, the final long line, if you like. Well, actually, it's not quite the final long line, but this is the line practicing the letter O. And just so as you can find your place, we'll go from the bottom. One, two, three, four. Make sure I've got it right. Five lines from the bottom. We have an L at the beginning. Then our arrow shape for a new letter O. Little dot of the A. And then a corner shape, but this isn't the H, this is the D, because there's a gap at the bottom. So L-O-A-D, load. So lots more on there to practice. Finally, we're getting a few more sentences now, Dave. So we're obviously getting enough letters to practice some sentences, which is really lovely. I'm going to pick the bottom line of the page and just give you a little clue. He, we have the corner of the H and the slant of the E. He made my, we have the M and then the busy one of the Y. And the word my is a good one in a sentence because it does crop up an awful lot. So you almost feel the whole word when you get used to it. So he made my old boat too. So that is the final line of our page on page 5 of our resources, Dave.
Let's talk about writing B, H and O.
So if we're using our fingers in the formation of a keyboard, whichever kind of keyboard we're going to be thinking about, on our left hand, the letter B is our index and middle fingers, both together. The letter H is dots 1, 2 and 5. So same as the B, the index and middle finger on our left hand plus our middle finger on the right hand. Finally, the letter O, index finger on the left hand and ring finger, that's for the dots 1 and 3, and middle finger on our right hand for dot 5, all those down together.
Okay, so we're coming to the end of this lesson 2. So let's just recap those 6 letters that we have introduced.
Right, we started with the letter E, dots 1 and 5. This is a slanting shape, like the slide. The letter M, dots 1, 3 and 4, bar across the top and dot at the bottom. The letter Y, dots 1, 3, 4, 5 and 6. This was the box shape with a little hole at the left side. That was page 4. Then we moved on to page 5 of our resources for letters B, H and O. The letter B, dots 1 and 2. So two dots, one above the other or below the other. H, dots 1, 2 and 5, another corner shape. And then the O, dots 1, 3 and 5, which was the arrow shape.
Excellent. Okay, so obviously practice those and practice the first 4 letters that we introduced last time, and that'll give you 10 letters. So quite a good bit of braille there. And in lesson 3, we'll be getting to the halfway point of the alphabet.
We certainly will, yes, because we'll have 3 more letters, C, K and S, and then we will have a chance to recap all of these letters.
Excellent. Well, stick with it. And if you are struggling, do get in contact with us. Visit braillists.org/beginners. And you can also email beginners@braillists.org. And we'll be very happy to help out. So take your time. Remember, little and often is better than spending hours and hours on it. And we will see you in lesson 3. Mel, thanks very much.